Welcome to Fielding Questions, a podcast produced in collaboration between Ag Country Farm Credit Services and the Red River Farm Network that explores the world of farm finance and rural life. I'm Randy Conan for the Red River Farm Network. We're joined by market education specialist Cody Didier. Cody, let's look back here. We had a supply-demand report as of this recording a week ago. November WASDE, not usually a big market mover, and I don't think we had much of a move on this one either, did we?
No, we did not. And, you know, you're correct. It's usually not that much of a big market mover, but, you know, to me, this is probably the most bullish report we've seen in quite some time, and it was quite lackluster, you know, all around in the markets. You know, it was, for the soybean-wise, they dropped at 1.4 bushels for yield down to 51.7, and that's the biggest decrease from any October to November report. So it was quite shocking how the markets didn't really absorb the bullish news at all.
Yeah, were we looking at the election, or what was going on?
You know, to me, it almost seems like the grain markets are almost oversupplied in bearish news. It seems any bullish news at all is bearish, and all bearish news is all bearish.
Okay, yeah, so the trade just tired of the year, I guess, or something.
Yep, for sure. You know, South America, they're looking at a huge crop as well, and, you know, their two-week extended forecast is looking very beneficial for rains, and, you know, it seems like, you know, a flip of a switch. We went from looking at the U.S. harvest into, you know, the U.S. production. You know, now we're right into the South American grain market going on now.
Yeah, and that weather down there, for at least for right now, looks like it's almost nearly ideal.
Yep, for sure. You know, this is the time that they really need it. You know, they're getting their soybean planting going, and exactly as you said, it's ideal, and it's looking very well for them so far.
Yeah, well, and also, too, they keep increasing acreage every year, and so they're expecting another record crop just on the increase in acreage.
Exactly. You know, they, as you said, they break up new ground every year, and it's crazy. They just keep growing year by year.
So where does this market go then? Do we just kind of chop sideways till we find out how big that crop really is, or what's the catalyst we need?
You know, I think we're going to pretty much exactly as you said, it's going to be a week by a week, I think. You know, they're going to be dry 1 week, and the markets are going to take all that bearish news into effect and, you know, probably work on its way down. Or, you know, maybe they'll be dry for a couple of days to a week, and, you know, then the markets may turn bullish. You know, it's for the next month or two, it's definitely going to be the South American weather markets.
Yeah. How does a farmer react then? Do we, with especially now, too, with that fall harvest price past us, really no downside protection anymore, so to speak. I guess a person just needs to be watching their P's and Q's and put floors under things, huh?
Yes, exactly. You know, floors always help. You know, it's this time of the year, you know, those little bits of news, you know, week by week, it can turn into a volatile market very quick here going forward into the winter for sure.
Yeah. Cash market becomes key too, I think, right?
Yes, it really does.
So we need to be watching our local basis levels and those types of things too.
Yep. You know, we'll go into that, you know, the winter months, you know, maybe getting to spring, and, you know, basis will start to really come into play in certain areas where, you know, it cash-wise, it can be very beneficial.
Yeah. Demand seems to be fairly strong.
Yeah. You know, U.S. exports, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, even the end of October for the U.S. has been awesome. You know, that might start deteriorating, you know, going forward here, you know, with South America having such great weather and, you know, worldwide. But as of right now, exports have been very, very well.
Yeah, well, even this morning's exports, probably not as big as what some of the trade would like, but still good numbers pretty much all the way around, corn, soybeans, and wheat.
Yes, as you said, you know, this time of the year, it's the U.S. exports. This is our time to shine, and hopefully we can keep riding this wave as long as we can.
Yeah, been hearing rumors about the longshoremen and the East Coast Maritime Association not breaking off talks. That really shouldn't impact grain prices a whole lot, does it?
No, I wouldn't see that really impacting it too much, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I was thinking just a couple of ports in the Gulf would be impacted, but most of the grain gets shipped out of private ports anyway, so it's not impacted by the longshoremen.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Anything else we should be aware of or talking about here?
you know, as you know, we talked about it, but just to go over it again, it's going into this winter month, it's, you know, week by week, just be, as producer, just be ready to move on those little gains in the market. Just be ready to be, you know, volatile in the market, just as the market is. Just be on your feet going forward.
Yep. Know your cost of production and maybe put some orders in at elevators in case some of these things do flash, get hit in a flash.
Yes, exactly. You know, as we know, most orders do trigger overnight, so putting orders in place is always very beneficial.
Anything else, Cody, that we need to be aware of?
You know, I do not think so, not at this time.
If you have any questions about a financial topic, we'd love to hear from you. You can send Ag Country a message on Facebook, tweet them on X, or submit your question using the website, agcountry.com. Our guest has been Ag Country Farm Credit Services Market Education Specialist, Cody Didier. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm Randy Conan.